You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. Glad to have you in studio this morning. Thanks for coming over and sharing with us about LSS.
I always love coming and talking about LSS, but it is, last week was Jane's last week, because normally she's here every Thursday or she calls in, and so it's the passing of the baton, and oh my gosh, are those the biggest shoes to fill?
Jane and I had a great conversation last week and had an opportunity to thank her for her joyful service. And I understand, you know, it's time to retire and move on to the fun and joys that she has in her retirement. I know she has a number of other projects to work on. Grateful for her service here at KFUO. We were chatting just a little bit ago. 15 years.
I know.
That she was on KFUO and, seven or eight of those with LSS. And
so,
but now, moving on to a new chapter, and Anne-Marie Wallace here to represent Lutheran Senior Services on His Time. And you brought along someone with you today.
I did. So the great thing about LSS is we have some great experts, people who work at Lutheran Senior Services, whether that's in our home office or at any of our communities and locations. And so I brought one of our experts here today. His name is Ben Caffey. Ben.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you here this morning. What do you do for LSS, Ben?
So my title is Director of Sales for our clinical services. The largest portion of that job is working with seven of our clinical liaisons here in the St. Louis metro area to facilitate the transition of patients from our area hospitals into our five local REACH rehab locations here in the area.
What is REACH?
REACH is our branded short stay rehabilitation services that are located in our five communities here in St. Louis at Laclede Groves, Merrimack Bluffs, Breeze Park, Meridian Village over in the Metro East, and then our newest location, Mason Point in Chesterfield.
What's unique about REACH? What sets it apart from similar services?
That's a great question. And first off, I would probably say that the people that we have are extraordinary. So that's from the clinical liaisons that Ben mentioned. So they're there working with the hospitals and working with the case managers to really help patients make the best and most informed decision when it comes to where should I be going to do my rehabilitation. And that could be because they've had a surgery, so maybe they had hip replacement or knee replacement, or it could be because they've had an illness and they need to go kind of do a little bit of therapy, whether that's speech, occupational or physical, before then transitioning back home. So I think we have the most amazing people at REACH. We're really good at what they do. I think that's what sets them apart. Ben, you probably have a bazillion more things.
Well, no, just to echo that, I would say the results of those great people are two main things that I like to focus on, and it's the messages that we convey to our hospital partners. We have a very short length of stay, so we pride ourselves in getting people into our rehab locations and trying to get them back to their prior level of living as quick as possible. On average, that's around 18 days, although it can be significantly less or significantly more, but over the average, it's about 18 days here locally. And we have over a 90% success rate of getting you back to your prior level of living. So if you came from home, we get you back to home.
Anne-Marie mentioned, hip replacement or something like that. What are some of the common things that would lead to a short stay for rehab?
So a lot of scheduled procedures, like you mentioned, hip replacement, knee replacements, but also unfortunate events such as stroke or other, illnesses that can place somebody in the hospital. Your Medicare benefit will pay and cover short-term rehab if you have a three-night stay in the hospital. So any event that's going to lead to like a three-night hospitalization will qualify you to come to one of our locations for rehabilitation.
Now, many might ask, would my insurance cover that? Would my insurance, you mentioned Medicare, how do I know if my insurance or my coverage would cover that?
So if you're a traditional Medicare beneficiary, like I mentioned, the biggest thing to communicate with your case manager or social worker in the hospital about is your three-night qualifying hospital stay. Managed care policies all have their own little nuances. Many of them require pre-authorization, and that's something that our staff, along with the staff at the hospital, can work to obtain, which would allow you to come to one of our locations.
Very good. Very good.
And like I said, our clinical liaisons are fantastic. They are amazing people. I've met them all. They're really skilled in what they do, and also they're just so helpful. So for example, I had Ben bring today a list of things that we kind of recommend in terms of if you are going to be away from your home for a brief bit of time with the hospital stay and with short stay rehab, you know, how can you prepare? So we actually have this great free resource that I want to give out to everyone today, or actually Ben is going to give out to everyone today. He's sharing his secrets. And it's going to be on our blog, which is lssliving.org/blog. And it's a free PDF that you can go on and download. And it's kind of your checklist for if you do have a hip surgery that's upcoming, or if you know that probably within the next year, you might have to schedule some time for rehab. We've got this great checklist here as to how you can prepare. And so, Ben, actually, I'm going to ask, can you share just a few highlights? Don't give it all away, because... Sure. You know, we want you to visit the blog and check it out there as well. But what are some of the things that people can do to prepare?
So I highlighted three main things. One of the biggest things is to make sure that you have documentation, like to your question about your insurance coverage. So make sure that you have your Medicare card. Private insurance card is also extremely helpful in just facilitating that communication between the hospital and us. Also making sure that you contact your primary care physician. We try to do a very good job of communicating back and forth with your primary care physician. So having that information so you can identify that person for us is extremely helpful. And then also, depending on the type of surgery that you're having, your doctor may be giving you specific instructions. For example, like not eating after midnight prior to the surgery. So making sure that you bring those instructions with you as well. So those are just a few of the helpful hints that we came up with.
You said not eating after midnight, and it immediately went to the 1980s and the Gremlins movie.
Yeah.
Don't feed them after midnight. Oh, goodness. Sorry for the little trip back to the 80s. So you want to make sure that you're following instructions from your doctor, and you have those instructions, all that information kept together in one place. If this is something that that's an anticipated surgery you're planning for, it's much easier to organize and be prepared for. Are there things we can do just to always be ready for those unexpected things?
I would say, to the points that I just highlighted, just to make sure you know where that information is located. So when you do need to grab it, I mean, for a significant amount of the patients that we serve, this is not a planned event. Mm-hmm. But just knowing where the information is located so that you can either obtain it yourself or have a family member or a caregiver get it for you. Just anything that can facilitate the communication about your insurance coverage, and then also the healthcare professionals that we need to communicate with, are extremely important.
What do you, we talked about what makes it unique. What has stood out for you most about this whole process of REACH and the short stay that makes you say, this is where I would want to be, or I'd want my parents to be, or loved ones to be?
I would say, you know, we've, as an organization, adopted the philosophy of right care at the right place at the right time. And that's what motivates us. We want to get you back to the next level of care as soon as possible. We're not interested in trying to have you stay with us for longer than 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. We want to get you to that next level of care. For the most part, that goal is home, with either home health, private duty, or some other level of service, so we can get you out of our rehab setting and back to the prior level of living that you came for. And that's what motivates us every day.
Now is Ben there, like, you know, on those days, is he coaching everybody? Like, you got to get better. He's that energetic coach saying you got to get it through your rehab now. Is he that one?
That would not be me. That would be our direct care staff at each location, who does a tremendous job of coaching and motivating and caring.
But Ben is like the anchor. He's like the solid anchor that holds it all together.
Thank you.
Keeps that team going. Well, outstanding. You know, I learn something new every week about LSS and the services that you provide. I see that sign for REACH, the short stay, on my drive home as I head out west. There's one on I-44, I believe.
Correct.
See that one there all the time. And so it's a nice reminder that service is available. How do we find out more about REACH or short stay so that, you know, we can work through that list? You mentioned the blog earlier.
Mm-hmm. So lssliving.org. First off, it's a website website that's got a ton of information on it. But if you go to our blog, lssliving.org/blog, there's that checklist that we've been talking about that's free for you to download and share. And it also has information on all our reach locations on it as well. So if you're out within our St. Charles area, Breeze Park probably would make maybe a lot of sense.
Sure.
And so it's got the number there for Breeze Park there. Same with all our other five locations that are surrounding the Metro St. Louis area. As well, if you go to the homepage of lssliving.org, there's a tab about reach and you can go and read a lot more about it there. But I definitely encourage you, you do have a choice when it comes to short stay rehab. And I mean, honestly, I love Reach. I love the people who are there and what they do, and they are passionate and committed to helping you recover and go back to your level of living, you know, whether it's back in your home or if you live in one of our communities as well. So I just love what they do there. Ben, I think your team is awesome.
Thank you.
He's like, what do I say to that? Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the number of communities where Reach is available and the website as well. You mentioned that there are five communities where
Reach is
available?
Yes, so we have five continuing care retirement communities within St. Louis. Ben mentioned them earlier. So we've got Meridian Village, which is out in Glen Carbon, Illinois, Laclee Groves in Webster Groves, Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, Mason Point in Town and Country, Breeze Park in St. Charles. But then on top of that, we also have an assisted living community, Richmond Terrace, which is over in Richmond Heights. And then, of course, throughout the St. Louis area, we also have our affordable housing locations. So you can find LSS mostly anywhere in the Metro St. Louis area.
So Reach is at each of the continuing care retirement communities.
Correct.
That's good to know. Well, right here in the St. Louis area, we have about 5 minutes left. Any upcoming events or anything else you want us to know about or other information?
Of course, Andy. We always have great things going on. So one is next week we'll be having our prayer breakfast. That's in which a bunch of organizations, Lutheran organizations here in St. Louis, we all get together for fellowship and to really kind of reaffirm the faith that we have in what we do and in our missions. It is a great event. I think there might be a few tickets still left. So if you are interested in that, again, lssliving.org, you can go there for information. But it's going to be a fantastic morning. And it's kind of one of those things where you get a bunch of Lutherans together, and I'm sure we're all related in some form or fashion. So it really is a big reunion that we have every year. That's
fantastic. Made it a few years ago, and when you pack that many Lutherans into one space, it gets really loud.
Oh, it does. And the coffee goes quick.
You're right. Coffee goes quick, and just lots of conversation, lots of reunions happening at an event like that. I had the privilege of going a few years. There will be some KFUO friends there this year, and I believe Jane will be there as well.
Yes, she will. Yeah, she's coming back in town for it.
Yeah, so it'll be great to have Jane back in town for a little bit. Our friends here at KFUO, Mary and Mark Hawkinson, the Reverend Mark Hawkinson, will be there visiting with folks. And it's always fun just to have that chance to reconnect with a lot of folks who are involved in some of the similar things. We have a common cause, common mission, shared goals here in the St. Louis area.
And that's really nice to kind of be surrounded by that and to reaffirm one another in what we all do, because we each have our specialties and kind of how we share Christ's love and serve as Christ. So it's always a fun day. And then the next thing for St. Louis, we have Serve St. Louis upcoming, and that's actually on this weekend, on Saturday and on Sunday. So it's basically, you know, serve-a-palooza in the fact that you can sign up, and there's a bunch of projects that you can go and serve our community and show God's love in that way. So if you're interested in getting out and getting to impact your community and meet some new people as well, servestlouis.org. Again, there's projects happening all throughout this weekend, and actually Lutheran Senior Services is hosting five projects. So if you have been listening and are a little curious about, well, what is Lutheran Senior Services, and I want to see it for myself, and we also have some great older adults that you can help meet and things like that. Definitely go to servestlouis.org. You can search for us under a host. And so actually on Saturday, I'll be down at Merrimack Bluffs, which is in Baldwin. And we're having kind of like a fall fun festival. And so we're going to be making pumpkins in the care center and just kind of meeting some of the residents. So I'm really excited for Saturday. And I would love for all of you listening to come and join us. And of course, there's always a bunch of other projects as well. Very family friendly, great thing to do this weekend as well.
Sounds like fun, and hopefully we'll have nice weather for that. It looks like we might have nice weather this weekend. Get out.
Well, we'll be inside, so if it rains, I'll be fine.
Well, I'm excited. I know that you are planning I know that you have a great plan for what we'll get to talk about for LSS for the rest of this year and down the road as well. Any hints as to some of the things to learn about in terms of LSS in the coming, you know, few months, in the coming year?
I don't want to give it all away.
I know.
Because
I
want you all to tune in and be surprised every Thursday morning. But there might be some more special guests, maybe. There might be some food. What? Yes.
I love food.
I know, especially when I get to eat it.
Exactly. And when we break the rules and ignore the no food in the studio sign.
Yeah, I walk right by that. So really what I'm hoping on Thursday is for you all to get to know LSS a little bit more and some of the people who are behind our mission. Maybe those who you probably maybe might not know or might not see. But there are some great people just like Ben here who are doing things with our mission and things within the realm of older adults and helping them live life to the fullest that we want to shed some light on as well so that you can kind of get the behind the scenes look at all that happens.
And I appreciate that we'll have the opportunity to meet some of the folks from behind the scenes, but also it sounds like maybe some of the residents too.
That's true.
So some of the folks who make up the community, not just the team members, but also some of the residents of the communities, learn more about LSS and all the fun you might have there, too. I get the sense that you're going to share some stories about some of the fun that residents have.
There's a lot of fun that goes on. There's a lot. It makes me a little jealous sometimes.
Yes.
Because they do so many cool things. Oh, I wish I could join them every day.
Let's see what we can do. Maybe we need to go out and do a live remote one day.
Oh, I like that idea.
You know, live broadcast from some of the events. Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for coming over today, sharing with us about what's going on at LSS. Glad to have you on board here regularly on Thursdays now and sharing with us about LSS each week. Thanks for coming over. And Ben, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you.
Glad to meet you. And
nice to meet you.
God's blessings on your work. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on His Time.
Thanks, Andy.
Check out the blog as well. Lutheran Senior Services website is lssliving.org. lssliving.org/blog. You can find that piece that that we mentioned earlier from Ben, the Don't Forget a Practical Guide when Preparing for Short Stay Rehabilitation. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, AM 850 in St. Louis, KFUO.org online.